B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Erevin Daf Yud Aleph. We're going to start four lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Omud Beis. Says the Gemara, Im yesh lo yitzuras ha-pesach, afal pi sharochov me'eser, eino yitzorech lemayit. We saw in the Mishnah on Daf Beis Omud Aleph that even though the use of a koira or lechi is limited to an opening of 10 amos or less, however, if there's a tzuras ha-pesach, which is a form, a shape of a doorway, we'll learn about that soon, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, which is, we'll see on the Yud Aleph Amud Beis, two uprights and a pole going across them, then if you have a tzuras ha-pesach, even if it's wider than 10 amos, it's considered a pesach, it's not a breach in a wall, in a mavoi, it's called an opening, and being an opening is what we need in order for and Movi to be allowed to be carried in. If you have a Tzuras HaPesach, that's enough, says the Gemara. Ashkechon Tzuras HaPesach de Mahanya Barochboi. We were talking about an opening of more than 10 amos, which would make the Movi possible to carry in unless we have a Tzuras HaPesach. And Tzuras HaPesach allows us to have a Movi even wider than 10 amos. V'amaltara de mahanya begoivoi. We saw in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that even though if a koira is higher than 20 amos, it does not serve as a koira to allow us to carry in the Movi. If there's an amaltara, something that draws our attention, and we discussed in the Gemara exactly what that is, then even if it's higher than 20 amos, then it draws a person's attention, it attracts his eyes, and it's a kosher koira. The question is, Ibcha Mai. And Tosfos says that the question of the Gemara means, does a Tzuras HaPesach also help if it's too high? What happens if you have a Tzuras HaPesach where the top bar going across the two side posts is higher than 20 amos? Is that Movi going to be kosher? Is the Movi not going to be kosher? And the Gemara is going to bring proof to this from a Braisa. Toshema, Detanya, Movi Shu Gavoya Me'esrim Amo Yemait. A Movi whose koira is above 20 amos, the Movi is possible to carry in. If, however, there's a Tzuras HaPesach, even if it's higher than 20 amos, it's kosher. And Tosfos here asks the big question, that Tzuras HaPesach is a pole on each side and a pole going across the two. As soon as you have a pole on each side, any one of them can act as a lechi. A lechi is from the ground up to 10 tefachim, so let's just ignore the Tzuras HaPesach part. Who cares if the top bar is more than 20 amos off the ground? There's a lechi standing on the ground. On any one of the posts of this door frame can be a lechi. And if you have a kosher lechi, we don't care about the koira. We don't care about the beam on top. That's Tosfos. Rabbeinu Tam asks that question, and Rabbeinu Tam gives a number of answers based on some yesodos, on some halachas we've already learned. He says one explanation is that we're talking about a mavui mufulosh. If a mavui goes straight through from one rishus harabim to the next, then at least one of the sides, it's not good enough to have lechi or kaira. You need more than a lechi. You need a tzuras ha-pesach. If you need a whole Tzuras HaPesach, the question is it sufficient even if the top bar is more than 20 amos? A second explanation is if we're talking about an entranceway that's wider than 10 amos, and we've already learned, if it's wider than 10 amos, a lechi will not be matir to carry in that mavu. You need a Tzuras HaPesach. So again, if you cannot use the concepts of lechi, you have to use the concept of a whole doorframe. The question comes back, can you use a doorframe where the top bar is above 20 amos? And the third answer is according to Rabbi Yossi, we learned in a previous Gemara, who says that a lechi has to be 3 tfochim wide. And that's only when you're using a lechi. When you're making a doorframe, a Tzuras HaPesach, you clearly do not need to have the upright being 3 tfochim wide. So according to Rabbi Yossi, the question will be, if it's not 3 tefachim wide, so it's not a lechi, but it is going to serve as a Tzuras HaPesach, if it's that high, is it kosher? And the Gemara says that ein tzorech lemait, a Tzuras HaPesach that's higher than 20 amos is kosher. Asks the Gemara another question. Amaltara baruch boy mai. What happens if you have that amaltara? And we know this amaltara is this beam that's going across, which serves as a koira. And even though a koira above 20 amos is possible, however, if it draws our attention, there's something unique about it, as we discussed on Daf Gimel, then even if it's above 20 amos, it's a kosher koira. The question is, this amaltra being above 20 amos, it definitely helps for the height. Does it help also for a movi that's wider than 10 amos? We know that if a movi is wider than 10 amos, neither koira nor lechi is able to be matir it. The question is, having an amaltra going across the top of the whole entrance of the movi, will that mean the movi is kosher even if it's wider than 10 amos? Says the Gemara Toshima, we're going to try and bring proof from a brisa, the Tanya. A number of halachas. Number one, movi shu gavoya me'estrim amo yemait. The same halacha we saw in the Mishnah. If the koira on top of a movi is higher than 20 amos, it's possible. Another halacha also we saw in the Mishnah, varochov me'eser yemait. If the entrance of a movi is wider than 10 amos, you have to minimize it by putting up a wall, putting up a post, or putting up a number of posts that are less than 3 tvachim from each other using lovod. However method you want to use, make sure the entrance is not more than 10 amos wide. Another halacha, v'im yesh le'tzuras ha-pesach eino tzorech lemait. If you have a tzuras ha-pesach, you do not need to lower it from 20 amos, nor do you have to make it less than 10 amos wide, as we saw before. The last halacha in the brisa, v'im yesh le amaltara eino tzorech lemait. If you have an amaltara, you do not need to make it less. The question is, what do you not need to make less? Just the height, which we know, or also the width? That's our question. That's the Gemara's question. My love, a sefer, can we not take it for granted? It's an extension of the second halacha we learned. The harochov me'eser yamait, if it's more than 10 amos wide, you have to lessen the width of the entrance of the movui. And on that, the Brice is saying that if you have an amaltura, you don't have to. Answer to our question, the amaltura helps even for the width. Says the Gemara Loi, you cannot bring proof. Aresha, maybe this last halacha is going on the first case in this brisa, which is talking about the height. In koira, that's above 20 amos, is possible. If it's an amaltera, it's kosher. So we have no proof from this brisa. Continues the Gemara. Masni lo Rav Yehuda, lechia barav kamedarav. When Rav Yehuda was reading in front of chia barav, in front of Rav, he read that if you have a tzuras ha-pesach, einoi tzorech lemait, which is the version we have in our Mishnah, as we started today's Shia, im yesh le tzuras ha-pesach, afal pisha rochov me'eser, einoi tzorech lemait. Omar le, asnaya, so Rav told him, don't read it that way. No, asnaya, read it as follows. Your version should be tzorech lemait. Tzuras ha-pesach does not help for a movi that's wider than 10 amos. And this is a bombshell that Rav has thrown to us. He's saying, not like you thought is the version in the Mishnah. I, Rav, am telling you that Tzuras HaPesach does not help if it is wider than 10 amos. Omer Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef commented, Medivri Rabbeinu, from these words of Rav, from this opinion of Rav, Nilmad, we can learn as follows. Chotzer, and before we read the Gemara, I just want to make a short introduction. We're going to now learn about two different halachas. One halacha is a pirtza yoser me'eser amos, which is what we're learning here. You have an opening that's wider than 10 amos. It's not called a pesach. It's not called a doorway. It's called just a breach. It's an opening. And it's not considered a pesach in most halachas, as we're going to see soon. There's another halacha, and that is porutz meruba al ha'oimid, which doesn't necessarily mean that you have any one opening which is wider than 10 amos. It means that if you take the sum total of all the walls, the entire circumference of the movui, and we'll soon see it's also the movui and also other halachas, if you take the entire circumference, Rashi says, of the whole area, is there more oimid or is there more porots? Are there more openings? Or are there more solid parts, walls, beams, posts, boards? That's oimid. Doors, windows, those things are all called porots. If you have oimid, porots, meruba ala oimid, it's also an issue. If most of the circumference of the area we're talking about is porots, then even if there's no one opening which is 10 amos wide, or more than 10 amos wide, it's still going to be possible. Those are two halachas we have to learn. Porot Yoser Me'eser Amos and Porot Merubah Lo Emid. In both of those halachas, we want to discuss what happens if there is a Tzuras HaPesach. Does that help? So regarding an opening of width, 10 Amos, does Tzuras HaPesach help? That's our sugya. In the Mishnah, it seems that yes. Rav said that not. But now we have another halacha. What happens if you do not have any Pesach that's more than 10 Amos, but you have lots of small openings, that the sum total of all these openings is larger than the parts which are not openings? Does it help if these openings actually have a Tzuras HaPesach on them? If they have a Tzuras HaPesach, does that mean they now have the status of Oymed? Or do we say no, it's still called Porots, it's still not Oymed, it's not a wall, it's not solid, and therefore Porot Merubah Lo Emid will apply and it will be possible. So we want to discuss also Tzuras HaPesach with Porot Merubah Lo Emid and also Tzuras HaPesach with regard to a piritzah of more than 10 Amos. These halachas apply to four different scenarios. We have chotzer, carrying in a chotzer on Shabbos. One of the halachas is a chotzer, as with any Rishus HaYochid, has to be totally circled. It has to be totally enclosed with four walls. Now, what happens if there's an opening of more than 10 Amos? It's possible. Will Tzuras HaPesach help? What happens if most of a chotzer is open with doors or windows? Porot Merubah Lo Emid is also an issue. What happens if it's got Tzuras HaPesach? That's as far as chotzer. We also have to discuss the same thing with Mavui, the alleyways we've been talking about. What's if there's an opening of more than 10 Amos? We know that it's possible. If there's a Tzuras HaPesach, we've discussed. What happens if there's Porot Merubah Lo Emid in Mavui? We have to discuss that. There's another halacha, Pasei Birois, which is something that we've already discussed a little bit on a previous daf, when the Chachomim allowed Klal Yisrael, when they came up to Aliyah L'Regel, and they were hot on the way and they wanted to drink, then the Chachomim made a special kula that even though, I mean, you're obviously not allowed to draw water from a pit which has the status of Rosh HaYochid to the area outside the pit which is Rosh HaRabim, but and obviously if you make a wall right round this pit, it's Rosh HaYochid, that's fine, but that was not practical. So what did they do? Special kula, they would make four posts, one on each corner, with special halachas, and the maximum distance between the posts was either 10 amos according to Rameah or 13 and a third, as we saw on the previous Gemara, on Daf Yudom Adalef, 13 and a third according to Rebbe, as long as it's not too far apart, and the dimensions and positions and directions of these posts will be discussed in a later sugya in Maseches Eruvin. Then in Pasei Birois, we also have a discussion. What's with an opening of more than 10 amos? According to Rameah, you cannot have an opening of more than 10 amos. Pasei Birois is only allowed if the maximum distance between one post and the next is not more than 10 amos. According to Rebbe, it can be up to 13 and a third. Well, does Tzuras HaPesach help there? What do we know about that, if anything? The same will apply with Porot Merubah Lo Emid. With Pasei Birois, of course it was Porot Merubah Lo Emid. That was the whole kula. You do not have walls, you just have four corner posts, and you have 10 amos in between the posts. It's clearly Porot Merubah Lo Emid. How are we going to deal with that? There's another halacha, Kilayim. If you have a vineyard, you're not allowed to plant inside it. Zroim, produce, tvua. Seeds, you're not allowed to plant seeds in it. The question is, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, if you put a wall up next to the, beyond or just aside the vineyard, then you do not need to keep any distance. You can plant right on the other side of the wall. So if you put up a solid wall, that's fine. What happens if you don't put up a solid wall? What happens if you just have a Tzuras HaPesach? Is that okay? What happens if it's wider than 10 amos? What happens if it's Porot Merubah Al Ha'oimid? So these are the four areas, Chotzer, Mavui, Pasei Birois, and Kilayim, that we want to discuss also the Piritzer Yoiser Me'eser Amos and Porot Merubah Al Ha'oimid. That is what we're going to be discussing now. Let's see this inside. Omar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said that Midivri Rabbeinu, from this that Rav said, that if you have an opening of more than 10 Amos, Tzuras HaPesach does not help, Nilmada learn another halacha. Chotzer sherubo psochim v'chaloynus. If I have a chotzer, we've moved to chotzer now. First we were talking, till now we've been talking about movui. The Rebbe was talking about a movui. Rav Yosef says, what happens if you have a chotzer, which most of its circumference is either psochim v'chaloynus? It's not oimed, it's porots. Eino niteres b'tzuras HaPesach. Even though there's a Tzuras HaPesach on all these doorways, it does not help. And I'm learning that from Rav. Why? Because Rav said, as we saw a moment ago, that if you have a Pesach wider than 10 Amos, Tzuras HaPesach doesn't help. We're going to learn the halachas of Porots Meruba La'oimed from the halachas of Pesach, Yoser Me'eser Amos. I'm going to learn one from the other. And if you, Rav, say that he happened to have said it by Movui, it's the same with Chotzer. If you, Rav, say that with an opening wider than 10 Amos, Tzuras HaPesach doesn't help, we're taking it for granted that by Porots Meruba La'oimed, also it doesn't help. My Tama, Hoyel V'Yoser Me'eser, Oyser B'Movui, in the same as you, Rav, when you were speaking about Movui, you said that if the opening is wider than 10 Amos, it's Oser, even with the Tzuras HaPesach, U'Porots Meruba La'oimed. And then also regarding Porot Meruba La'oimed, Oyser B'chotzer, Rav will also say that by Chotzer, where we're talking about Porot Meruba La'oimed, that it's also Oser. Ma Yoyser Me'eser Ha'oyser B'movui Eino Nitar B'tzuras HaPesach, in the same way as there is a halacha of Porot of Pesach of more than 10 Amos is possible. And you, Rav, said Tzuras HaPesach doesn't help. Af Porot Meruba La'oimed Ha'oyser B'chotzer Eino Nitar B'tzuras HaPesach. Similarly, regarding the halachas of Porot Meruba La'oimed, where there is such an Issa, and Tzuras HaPesach will not help. Says the Gemara, how can you learn Porot Meruba La'oimed from an opening of more than 10 amos? Ma le yoyser me'eser, ha'oyser b'movui. Shekein lo yehi tarta boi, eitzel pasei birois l'rab mea. There is a chumrah of an opening of more than 10 amos that you don't find by Porot Meruba La'oimed. For example, we said according to Rab Meir, the maximum distance by pasei birois between one corner and the next is 10 amos. So more than 10 amos is possible by pasei birois, but Toimer b'porot meruba la'oimed ha'oyser b'chotzer shakein ha'toras ha'tarto eitzel pasi b'rois ledivrei akil. In the case of porot meruba la'oimed, everybody agrees that pasi b'rois, it's a kula. It's always more of a breach than there is standing. There's only four corners, all the rest is open. So if porot meruba la'oimed is a kula by pasi b'rois, more kula than an opening of more than 10 amos, that means that that an opening of more than 10 amos is more chomor. So how can you say that since Rav said that an opening of more than 10 amos, Tzuras HaPesach doesn't help, so too regarding Porot Meruba La'oimed, you can't say compare them. Porot Meruba La'oimed is much more kuladik, proof being pasei birois. So you cannot learn from Porot Yoyser Me'eser. Says the Gemara, Lema Mesayale. We're going to bring proof nonetheless to what Rav Yosef says, that even regarding Porot Meruba La'oimed, nonetheless, Rav will hold that Tzuras HaPesach does not help. Defanois halolu sherubon psochim v'chaloinois mutar. If you have walls going round a chotzer, and most of them are psochim v'chaloinois, most of the circumference is either doors or windows, mutar, you're allowed to carry there. Ubelvatri ya'oimed meruba ala porots. On condition that the oimed is meruba ala porots. It doesn't make sense. It's a contradiction. How can you say rubon is psachim, most of it is doors and windows, but it's mutar if most of it is oimed? It doesn't make sense. Sherubon solkadaitach, it can't be sherubon because you just said now that ubelvatri yehei oimed meruba. Elo ema, you should read it as follows. Sheriba bohen. Which means you have to read as follows. Defanois halolu sheriba bohen, a person made in them a lot of psochim v'chaloinis, then it's only mutar on condition of belvachi oimid meruba laporots. It's only on condition that it's oimid meruba laporots. And over there, psochim and chaloinis, we assume they have a Tzuras HaPesach. And nonetheless, if it's porot meruba lo oimid, you're not allowed to carry that. Exactly like Rav Yosef says. Rav Yosef said that not only does Rav say that Tzuras HaPesach does not help when the opening is wider than Tanamus, he also says it doesn't help by oimid meruba la porots. So Omer of Kana, Rav Kana says, no, you cannot bring proof from that brisa, because it could be that the case over there, where if it's more oimid meruba la porots is a problem, it's not because there, even though there's Tzuras HaPesach, there we're talking about air door frames which are defective. Omer of Kana kitanya hahi bepischei shimoi, which means if you had a regular Tzuras HaPesach, that would be fine. Not like Rav Yosef said. You bring me a proof that if it's oimid meruba la porots and you have doors and windows always have a Tzuras HaPesach, that's what a door and a window is. It's a door frame and a window frame. And the fact that the Braisa said is a problem is we're talking a type of door frame and a type of window frame which does not have the status of Tzuras HaPesach. If you have oimid meruba la porots without a Tzuras HaPesach, of course it's a problem according to everybody. That's what it means with pischei shimoi, a defective doorway. Ask the Gemara, my pischei shimoi, what is this defective doorway? What about it makes it defective? What about this frame of the door windows which does not have the status of Tzuras HaPesach? Pligi bor of Ruchumoi, of Yosef, Chad Omar de Lespe, Shkofi once says that the side posts are not straight. It was just some bricks were pulled out of the wall, and it's very jagged, and it's not straight. A Tzuras HaPesach has to be straight down a smooth side post. And over here we're talking about psochim v'chaloinos that do not have a straight side post, and therefore it's not Tzuras HaPesach. V'chad oma deleslu tikra, the other one says we're talking about a window frame or door frame, which might be straight on the side, but it does not have a post on top. If it doesn't have a post on top, it's not Tzuras HaPesach, it's not. And therefore, everybody will agree in those cases that it's only mutter to carry there if it's oimid meruba la porots. But don't bring me proof from there that if there's a Tzuras HaPesach, then that it would be a problem even if it's porots meruba la oimid. No. If there is a Tzuras HaPesach, then it will be kosher, not like Rav Yosef said. Says the Gemara of Af Rabbi Yochanan, Sova lo leho de Rav. Rabbi Yochanan also holds like Rav, that if an entranceway is wider than 10 amos, Tzuras HaPesach will not help. Do'omar Rovin Barav Ada Omer of Yitzchok. There was a story, Maise Ba'odom Echod Mibikos Beis Churson. There was somebody who lived in the valleys of a place called Beis Churson. Shenoat Dalud Kundesim Ba'arba Pinois Hasode. He put into the ground four poles, kundesim, ba'arba pinois hasoda, in four corners of his field. Umotach, and he stretched zomoira vine aleim between these poles, from one pole to the next. And let's call that a Tzuras HaPesach. Ubo maise lefnei chachomim, and they asked the chachomim, what's the halacha here? And now we're moving to Hilchas Kilayim. Is this called a Tzuras HaPesach, and we assume it's wider than 10 amos, from one corner of a field to the other? Is it called a mechitza, a partition, and even though there's a vine on one side, you're allowed to sow seeds on the other side, or not? And the Chachomim said, Hitiru loy le'inyan kilayim. As far as Hilchas Kilayim is concerned, it is called a wall. V'omar Shlokish. And there's going to be now a machleikas, Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish, in Hilchas Shabbos. And Rashi just tells us three words. The Shabbos chomor mikilayim. The halachas of Shabbos are more stringent than those of kilayim. And the question is this Tzuras HaPesach valid even in Hilchas Shabbos? We know it's valid according to everybody in Hilchas Kilayim. What's with Hilchas Shabbos? V'omer Shlokish, k'derech she'itiru lo le'inyan kilayim, kach itiru lo le'inyan Shabbos. In the same way as this is a kosher Tzuras HaPesach for Hilchas Kilayim, so too in Hilchas Shabbos. And this is called a partition. And if you have four walls of a soda, of a field, surrounded by this, it's called Rishus HaYochid inside it. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Lekilayim Yitiru Loi, Le'inyan Shabbos Loi Yitiru Loi. Rabbi Yochanan says, Le'inyan Shabbos Loi Yitiru Loi. We're talking here about a Tzuras HaPesach, which is wider than 10 amos, and Rabbi Yochanan says, in Hilchas Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry there. So you see that Rabbi Yochanan follows Rav, that wider than 10 Amos, Tzuras HaPesach doesn't help. B'mayoskinon, now Gemara is going to now come to that conclusion. Let's see how. B'mayoskinon, ilema min hatzad, and here now there's one point which is up for discussion. How do you make a Tzuras HaPesach? So we've mentioned till now, a pole on each side, a post on each side, and a pole going across the top. How exactly is the top post supposed to be positioned relative to the side posts? Does it have to be sitting on top of them, or can it be attached to the side of them? And anyone who's looked into how the Eruvs work, and it's important to know this, it's not within the framework of this Shia, but it's important to know that it's a very common mistake where people try and make a Tzuras HaPesach and they pull a string going from one post to another, and they don't know this Gemara. We're going to learn, Rav Chisda is going to say, a Tzuras HaPesach is only kosher if the top part post, top pole, is going exactly on top of the two side posts, not next to it, not aside it, on top of it, over it. So that's the question. In this field here that we're talking about, that this person had the four posts and he stretched this vine between them, and we saw that in Hilchus Kilayim, everybody says it's okay. In Hilchus Shabbos, Rish Lakish said it was okay, Rabbi Yochanan said it wasn't. Is this talking about a Tzuras HaPesach that was made with the vine that was stretched from one post to the next, or stretched on top of the posts, or was the vine stretched next to the posts? So that's what we're going to discuss. Ilema min hatzad, can it be that this vine was stretched from one post to the next on the side of the posts? V'omer Rav Chisda, Tzuras HaPesach she'asor min hatzad, lo'asor v'lo yiklum. Rav Chisda says, if you make a Tzuras HaPesach like that, it's not called a Tzuras HaPesach at all. Elo, it must be al gabon, he must have done it right. Otherwise, it's not up for discussion at this point in the Gemara. And we're talking about the post must have been on top of the two posts. Elo al gabon. Ubemai, let's now discuss how wide were these posts. How wide was this Tzuras HaPesach? We took it for granted it was more than 10 amos. But is that clear? Says the Gemara, ilema be'eser, if it's 10 or less, b'ho leima Rabbi Yochanan b'Shabbos loy, if it's a Tzuras HaPesach which was made the way it should, which means that the top rope or the zmoira or whatever it is on top of the post was placed on top of the posts, and it's not more than 10 amos, that is a typical regular kosher Tzuras HaPesach. Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't say you can't use that for Shabbos. Of course you can. Elo lav, it must be b'yeser me'eser, it must be talking about that this is wider than 10 amos. Wider than 10 amos is already a discussion. Does Tzuras HaPesach work wider than 10 amos? So you see here that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Tzuras HaPesach that's wider than 10 amos is not kosher for Hilchus Shabbos. Like Rav said, says the Gemara Loi. Gemara says, no, I'll give you another way of explaining this story. And we don't, then it will not be proof that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav. Lo'ilom be'eser. We're talking about that it's not wider than 10 amos. And therefore, we have no proof to Rav, however you're going to learn it. If it's not wider than 10 amos, then according to Rabbi Yochanan, why is it not a kosher Tzuras HaPesach? Umin atzad, we're talking about that he did not make this Tzuras HaPesach the way he should. He put it on the side of the posts, not on top of the posts. And ubedur of chizdo komiflegi, and that's the machleikas here. According to Rish Lakish, even in Hilchus Shabbos, such a Tzuras HaPesach is kosher. According to Kilayim, everyone says such a Tzuras HaPesach is kosher. According to Rabbi Yochanan, in Hilchus Shabbos, since the Zmoira was stretched next to the poles, not on top of the poles, Rav Yochanan holds that it's possible Tzuras HaPesach, but not that it's wider than 10 amos. And therefore you do not have proof that Rav Yochanan holds like Rav. Says the Gemara, V'romi de Rav Yochanan ad Rav Yochanan. I'm going to bring you another scenario, also where Rav Yochanan was involved, and it's going to seem to contradict the Rav Yochanan we just saw now. V'romi de Rish Lakish ad Rish Lakish. In that same scenario, there seems to be also a contradiction in Rish Lakish from the Rish Lakish we just learned now. D'omer Rish Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda bar Chanina. Rish Lakish said, and we have to note, it's important, this time he didn't say it on his own accord. Beforehand, we said, Rish Lakish said that Kederach Sheitiru Lo Le'inyan Kelayim, Kach Hetiru Lo Le'inyan Shabbos. He is a Shlokish in the name of his Rebbe. So any contradiction we're going to have with a Shlokish, the easy way out is going to be one is a Shlokish, one is his Rebbe. But either way, what did a Shlokish say in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chanina? It's just good for your information, the word Mishum, it's an interesting discussion. Does that mean he heard it from his Rebbe, or he's saying it over from something he heard in the name of his Rebbe? That's a discussion, Rashi in Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, and Rashbam in Bo Basra Daf Kuf Yud Dalet. But what did Rish Lakish say in the name of his Rebbe? Peo, if you have a braided vine, muteres le'inyon kilaim, and we assume that this braided vine is talking about that the top, the vine that's stretched from one post to the next, is on the side, not on top, then muteres le'inyon kilaim. In Hilchas Kilaim, it's muter. Avaloi le'Shabbos. In Hilchas Shabbos, it's asa. So in Hilchas Kilaim, we already said before, everybody says it's mutar. We have to know what we're talking about before, but as we already discussed. But in Hilchas Kilaim, is mutar, says Rish Lakish. Avaloi le'Shabbos. Here Rish Lakish says that in Hilchas Shabbos, it's not called a Tzuras HaPesach, it's not called a Mechitza. V'Rabbi Yochanan Omar, K'mechitza is le'Shabbos. That means both Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan hold in this story for Hilchas Shabbos, it's not a good Tzuras HaPesach. In Hilchas Kilaim, Rish Lakish in the name of his Rebbe said it was okay. Rabbi Yochanan said in the same way as this Tzuras HaPesach is not good for Shabbos, K'mechitza is le'Shabbos deloy, kach mechitza is le'Kilaim deloy. Also in Hilchas Kilaim, this Tzuras HaPesach is not considered a Tzuras HaPesach. So assuming that the two scenarios, the case that we're discussing now, which is peor, this braided vine, assuming it's the same type of case as what we mentioned before from the valley of Beis Choroson, Shenoatz, Dalet Kondesim, etc., assuming that it's the same, talking about the same type of Tzuras HaPesach, we have a contradiction in Rish Lakish, because Rish Lakish, in the first case, in the Gemara on Amud Aleph, Rish Lakish said that this Tzuras HaPesach in Hilchas Shabbos is okay. Here he says it's not okay. And we have a contradiction in Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said in Hilchas Kilaim, in the previous story, in Hilchas Kilaim it's okay. And over here he says in Hilchas Kilaim it's not okay. So we have a contradiction. So the Gemara says, Bishlei med Rish Lakish ad Rish Lakish, the contradiction of Rish Lakish, loy kasha, we can get around that. Hodi dei, hodi rabbi, as we already mentioned, the first scenario was Rish Lakish, and Rish Lakish himself said that in Hilchas Shabbos, this Tzuras HaPesach, this Mechitza, is a good Mechitza. In the name of his Rebbe, in Hilchas Shabbos, it's not a good Mechitza. Elod Rabbi Yechanan ad Rabbi Yechanan kasha. But in Rabbi Yochanan, it seems to be a contradiction. So we have no choice other than to say that there's something different. We're talking about a different case. And this is either, means the points that are up for discussion is either how wide is the Tzuras HaPesach, or whether this Tzuras HaPesach was made with the crossbar being on the side of the posts, the upright posts, or above the upright posts. Let's discuss that. If the story that we mentioned previously is talking about that it was made okay, as we wanted to see in the Havamina before, and then we'll say that this second case, the case of the Peor, is talking about that he didn't do it properly. He put it on the side. Then Shapir, then it makes sense. Then in the first story, Rabbi Yochanan will say that in Hilchas Kilaim it's mutter because he did it right. And over here in this case of the Peor, he'll say in Hilchas Shabbos and in Hilchas Kilaim, it's not okay because it was the Tzuras HaPesach, the crossbar is on the side and not on top. Then it would make sense. But if that's the case that we talk, that the previous story is talking about that it was Al Gabon, it was on top, then why does Rabbi Yochanan say that it's Asa? So we said it must be that it's more than 10 amos wide. If it's more than 10 amos wide, we have proof that Rabbi Yochanan says like Rav, that Tzuras HaPesach, even if it's wider than 10 amos, or if it's wider than 10 amos, even a Tzuras HaPesach will not be valid. But according to the Maskona of the Gemara before, where we said that the previous story was talking about that it was not wider than 10 amos, and we're talking about that the Tzuras HaPesach was not made right, the top bar was not on top of the posts, it was next to the posts, and in that case, in Hilchas Kilayim it's okay, and in Hilchas Shabbos it's not okay, how are we going to understand Rabbi Yochanan here, in the case of the Peah, where he says that even in Hilchas Kilayim it's not okay? So that's what the Gemara is asking now. Elo'i omrus idi v'idi min hatzad. If you say that both stories are talking about min hatzad, ma'ika le'meimar, how are you going to explain the contradiction in Rabbi Yochanan? Says the Gemara, lo'oilom idi v'idi min hatzad. No, both scenarios are talking about where it's min hatzad. Hosom be'eser. Hocha be'yosim re'eser. Over there we had one problem. It was on the side, the top bar was not on top of the posts, it was next to the posts, and but it was not wider than 10 amos. Therefore, in Hilchas Kilayim, it was okay. However, over here, we're talking about Hocha b'yosem e'eser. In this story here, with the Peah, we're talking about that not only was the post on the side, it was wider than 10 amos. And if it's wider than 10 amos, here Rabbi Yochanan says, if it's also min hatzad and it's wider than 10 amos, even in Hilchas Kilayim, it's not a good Tzuras HaPesach. Who told you there should be a difference between if it's 10 amos or more than 10 amos? Rabbi Yochanan commented to Resh Lakish, was there not following incident? Shaholach Rabbi Shua, who was a big boki himself in Hilchas Kilayim, holach Rabbi Shua to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. He went to learn Lilmoy Torah, to learn Torah by Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Afal pisha boki b'Hilchas Kilayim, even though he was an expert in Hilchas Kilayim, he went to learn halachas of Kilayim by Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Umatzu she yoishev beinu ilonis, he found that they were sitting between the vines, between the trees. Umotach zmoiro me'ilon le'ilon, and he stretched a vine from one tree to the next, and it was obviously min hatzad. He didn't stretch it on top of the tree, it was next to the tree. Va'omar loy Rebbe, I gefanim kan, if these would be vines, mahu lizroya kan. Not if these would be vines, if there would be vines that were planted on one side of this Tzuras HaPesach, can I plant on the other side of the Tzuras HaPesach? Which means, is this Tzuras HaPesach a good Tzuras HaPesach in Hilchas Kilayim? Omer loy, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said to Rabbi Yeshua, be'eser mutter, if it's up to 10 amos, it's mutter. Be'yosem e'eser osur, if it's more than 10 amos wide, then such a Tzuras HaPesach would not be good enough. Now let's discuss this, b'mayoskin, on what we're talking about. Ilem al gabon, I told you that I took it for granted that it was on the side, because I know what the Gemara is about to say, but the Gemara is now going to discuss it. Ilem al gabon, if we're talking about that he stretched this vine on top of the trees, yosem eser osur, then is it true that if it's wider than 10 amos, that such a Tzuras HaPesach will not allow, in Hilchas Kilayim, will not be a good Tzuras HaPesach? Va'otanya hoyu sham konim hadukronim. Va'also lehem peo milamailo. If you had posts and on the top of the posts they braided a vine, they made a Tzuras HaPesach, afilu b'yosem e'eser mutar. That means Tzuras HaPesach, even more than 10 amos. We had a machloikas before in Hilchas Shabbos. Rav says it doesn't work. Others say it does work. The version in our Mishnah is it does work. In Hilchas Kilayim, we have an furusha explicit braisa that tells us that if you have a Tzuras HaPesach even wider than 10 amos, it's a kosher Tzuras HaPesach in Hilchas Kilayim. You can have vines growing on one side and you can sow seeds on the other side. Mutter, it's mutter. So there's no way that can be osa if it's a good normal Tzuras HaPesach, which is al gabon, where the top post is on top of the side posts. El olav, it must be that the discussion here, from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said it's only okay if it's up to 10 amos, it must be min hatzad, that the top post is on the side of the upright posts, not on top of them. Uko'omaleh, and he told him explicitly, be'eser mutar, yosim e'eser osur. And he told him there's a difference between whether it's up to 10 amos or more than 10 amos. Shma Mino. So the fact that we have such a difference, so Rabbi Yochanan will now say that I hold that there's a difference between more than 10 amos and less than 10 amos within Kilayim when the top post is on the side of the side posts, not above them. And therefore, we have no reason to say that the Brisa on the story on that we learned first, where Rabbi Yochanan said that in Hilchas Kilayim it's mutter, we have no reason to say that it's more than 10 amos wide. We learn it's talking about up to 10 amos. So you again have no proof that Rabbi Yochanan holds that grav, that in Hilchas Shabbos, a regular Tzuras HaPesach, which is wider than 10 amos, will not be okay. Continues the Gemara. Gufa. And now we're going to learn some halachas of Tzuras HaPesach. Omer of Chizda. Tzuras HaPesach she'asor min atzad. If you make a Tzuras HaPesach and the pole going across the two posts are on the side of the posts, tied to the side, but not above the posts, lo osav lo klum, is not worth anything. That was of Chizda, and we already discussed, does that apply only in Hilchus Shabbos, also to Kilayim? Does everyone agree with it? That's what we've just discussed in the Gemara. V'omer of Chizda, another halacha of Chizda said in the halachas of Tzuras HaPesach, Tzuras HaPesach she'omru tzricho she'tei bria. The Tzuras HaPesach has to be strong. How strong does it have to be? Kedei lehamid bodeles. You have to be able to put, it has to be able to hold a door. And this is referring also to the strength of the two side posts, as well as the post on top. The whole Tzuras HaPesach has to be strong enough to hold a door. It doesn't need to be a heavy door, not a metal door, not even a wood door. Afilo deles shel kashin. It can even be a door made of straw, but it has to be able to hold a door. It has to have some strength to it. Omer Shlokish Mishum Reb Yanai, another halacha, Tzuras HaPesach tzricho heker tzir. It's not good enough just to have two uprights with a pole going across. It has to have a recognizable hinge. My heker tzir, what is this hinge? Omer of Avya, abakta, a pivot hole. It doesn't actually have to have a door in there. It has to be able to hold a door. You have to have a pivot, a hole, where a door could be hung onto it. Continues the Gemara. Ashkechei Rav Acha b'rei d'Rav Avya l'talmidei d'Rav Ashi. He met the Talmidim of Rav Ashi. Omer lohu. He said to them, Omer mar midi b'tzuras HaPesach. Did you Talmidim ever hear anything from your master of Ashi regarding Tzuras HaPesach? Omru le, they said to him, lo omar v'lo iklum. We haven't heard any halachas of Tzuras HaPesach from him. Continues the Gemara. Tona. Tzuras HaPesach she'omru. What is a Tzuras HaPesach? Something we've taken for granted all along. Kono mikan, a post on one side. V'kono mikan, a post on the other side. V'kono al gabeim, and a pole going from one side to the next, resting on top of them. Tzrichim liga or ein tzrichim liga? The question is, does this horizontal post have to actually be touching the two upright posts? Or is it good enough if it's going above, it's going over the two posts but not touching them? Rav Nachman Omar, ein tzrichim liga. Rav Nachman said they don't need to touch. Rav Sheshes Omar, tzrichim liga. Rav Sheshes says no, they have to actually touch the side posts. Ozar Rav Nachman v'ovad uvda beirish gelusa. Kesham kashmaite. Rav Nachman had some business in the home of the Resh Gelusa, and he made a Tzuras HaPesach there for the Resh Gelusa. He did it conforming with his own opinion that the crossbar does not have to be touching the posts. Omale Rav Sheshes l'shamay. Rav Sheshes, who was the one who argued with Rav Nachman, he saw this and he said to his shamish, Rav Godo, the name of Rav Sheshes' shamish was Rav Godo, he said to him, Zil go shloif, uproot this Tzuras HaPesach, shodinu, and throw it away. We don't want the Resh Gelusa to rely on such a Tzuras HaPesach, because I, Rav Sheshes, hold it, it's possible. Ozel, this Rav Godo went, sholaf, he pulled it out, shodinu, and threw it away. Ashkechuhu d'bei Resh Gelusa, to his bad muzzle, the Resh Gelusa, or the home of the Resh Gelusa, caught him. Who are you, Rav Godo, uprooting the door frames or the Tzuras HaPesach in the property of the Resh Gelusa? Chovshu, they put him into jail. Ozar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes, who was the master of this Rav Godo, came to the entranceway where the soldiers were guarding him, and kom abova, and he went to the door of the jail. Omar Lein, he said, Godo, which was the name of his shamash, pukto, come out. so to speak, almost ignoring the soldiers there who were making sure that he was going to stay in jail. But they realized that this Rav Goda was not acting on his own. He realized that he has a very prestigious Rebbe, Rav Sheshes, and he was following orders, and therefore, Nofak Vasa, they allowed him out of the jail. Okay, Ashkechei Rav Sheshes l'Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Rav Sheshes met Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Omer Lei, and he said to him, Toni Mar, my master, teach me something, Midi, something but Tzuras HaPesach, regarding the halochas of Tzuras HaPesach. And his mazel had it that exactly the halocha that Rav Shmuel was that Rabbi Bar Shmuel was going to teach him, was going to teach him that exactly this, that the halocha is not like Rav Sheshes held, it was like Rav Nachman, that the top bar, the crossbar, does not have to be touching the side posts of the doorway. That's exactly the halacha that Rav Shmuel, that Rabbi Bar Shmuel is going to teach him. Omar Le'in, he said, yes, Tanina, we learned as follows. Kippah, which is an archway. Till now we've discussed a regular entrance. Two posts on the side and a crossbar at the top. What happens when you have an arch? Typically, when you have an arch, then it goes narrower and narrower and narrower to the middle. And we have to remember, There's three little details we need to remember here. They're not so little. Number one, the minimum width of a door frame is 4 tefachim. Less than that, it's not called a Pesach. Another halacha, and the minimum height of a door frame is 10 tefachim high. Less than 10 tefachim is not considered a doorway. Another halacha, anything whose dimensions is only up to 3 tefachim or less, it's just called a dense piece of the earth. It's like an extension to the ground. It's not considered as anything really. So for example, if you had a doorway that was 4 tefachim wide, but only raising up 2 tefachim, or almost 3 tefachim, and then straight away it starts arching in, and it's less than 4 tefachim wide, then the first few tefachim is just considered part of the ground. We don't even consider it as anything. It's not even considered the beginning of a Pesach. If it's above 3 tefachim, it's considered the beginning of a Pesach. And there we have to see what's with the rest. A Pesach cannot be 3 tefachim high. It has to be 10 tefachim high. But then we can discuss Pesach. We can discuss what to do if there's something wrong here, as we're going to discuss in a moment. So says the Gemara. He taught him as follows. Kippah, if you have an archway. Reb Meir Mechayev B'Mezuzah. One of the halachas of doors is that it's chayiv in a mezuzah. It's a posuk in the Shema. We have to put a mezuzah on a door frame. If it's not considered a Pesach, you don't need to put a door. A door is 4 tefachim wide, 10 tefachim high. So if you have a door which is 4 tefachim wide, 10 tefachim high, and above 10 tefachim it starts arching and coming to a point, that's fine. We don't have a problem with that because the doorway is 4 tefachim wide and 10 tefachim high. So Reb Meir said, "Is mechayev mezuzah, v'chachomim poitrim." And in some case, we'll have to soon see what the case is. In some case, the chachomim argue with Reb Meir and say that it's potter. It's not called a doorway. V'shovin, but they both agree to what we just said a moment ago. Shem yesh b'ragleho asara. If you have 10 tefachim in the foot, which means the upright, or is 10 tefachim high, then they're chayiv b'mezuzah. And let's try and understand. A door frame needs to have a door post. It has to have a crossbar, as we said before. Not only two posts on the side, it needs to have an oymed al gabeim. Now, where is this oymed al gabeim? It's the top of the roof, or the top of this arch. This top of the arch, where is it? It's where the arch comes to a point. Where does Hilchas doorway end? 10 tefachim off the ground. And everybody says, you're chayiv b'mezuzah, if you have the feet of this doorway, if the uprights of the doorway is 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide, even if it arches up afterwards, you're chayiv b'mezuzah. What do we see from there? That the bar going across, which is the top of the arch, doesn't need to be touching the side posts, because the end of the side posts is where it stops, is 10 tefachim off the ground. Or if it keeps going straight up. But as soon as it gets less than 4 tefachim wide, that's not any more an integral part of doorway. Doorway has to be 4 tefachim wide. And over here, the top post, the top bar, is way above. So that's what he taught him. He taught Rav Sheshes that in Hilchas Tzuras HaPesach, It does, the top does not have to touch the sides like Rav Nachman, not like Rav Sheshes. But this is not yet so clear. We're going to get to this maskana. So this is what we saw so far in the Braisa. And Omer Abaye, Abaye is now going to explain this. Tell us some of the details. Hakel Moedim, everyone agrees, Im Gavoya Asoro, if the top point of the archway is 10 tfachim off the ground. Ve'ein Baragleo Shloisha, but the part of the doorway that's 4 tfachim wide doesn't even reach 3 tfachim high. That means the first 2 tfachim, for argument's sake, is 4 tfachim high, and then straight away it starts arching in, getting to a point 10 tfachim off the ground. If so, everybody agrees, says Abaya, that it's not called a Pesach. Inami, another case that everyone agrees, yesh baragleo shloisha, if you have 3 tfachim off the ground, that means the uprights are going at least 3 tfachim, and they're 4 tfachim apart, so you have the start of a doorway, but in gavoya asara, but the top point of the arch is not 10 tfachim off the ground. So again, you have an integral part of the door frame missing, which is its height. That v'loiklum, that it's nothing. Ki pligi, where's the machloikus? B'yesh b'ragleo gimel, that the amount of door of height that you have, which is 4 tfachim apart, is 3 tfachim or more. V'gavoya asoro, and that the top, the highest most point of the arch is 10 tfachim off the ground, no less. V'ein rechov arba, however, you do not have 10 tfachim, you do not have 4 tfachim wide for the entire duration of 10 tfachim height. It's an arch, it's curved in. Here we have a challenge. Says the Gemara, yesh bo lochuk lashlimo larbo, then it depends as follows. If the whole door frame, which is arched, is also, if the frame itself is arched, and the outside of the door frame is arched on the same gradient as the inside of the door frame, then there's nothing to do. You do not have 4 by 10. However, let's for argument's sake say that you have a whole wall, and etched into this wall was this door frame, then theoretically speaking, you could really, virtually speaking, you could say that I could really carve out of this wall the entire door frame up to 10 tfachim high. I can carve it out where it's now arched. I can chisel it away and make it 4 tfachim wide for the entire height of 10 tfachim. If the whole door frame is arched, you can't do anything because there's nowhere to chisel out. There'll be nothing left. But if you have a whole wall and you could chisel it out, that's the machlokes here. So everyone agrees you don't have to chisel it out. The question is, could you chisel it out? If you could chisel it out, then that's the machlokes. V'yesh bo lochuk, that means it doesn't have 4 tfachim wide for the entire height of 10 tfachim. V'yesh bo lochuk lashlimo larbo. However, there is potentially the ability to carve out, to be mashlim, to make it 4 tfachim wide. Reb Meir sova choikikim lahashlim. Reb Meir says that we look at it as if it's being carved out and it's chayiv b'mezuzah. Rabbanon sovra ein choikikim lahashlim. And the Chachomim say that we do not look at it as if it's carved out. It's not called a doorway because you do not have an entranceway of 10 by 4, and therefore it's potter b'mezuzah. But either way, what do we see here? As we said before, that if it's arched, the top part, the crossbar, does not have to reach the part, the uprights, because you can see that the top bar, or whatever's the top, is where the wall, where the door frame has come to a point. It's an arch, and that's not like Rav Sheshes held. Omar Leis, Rav Sheshes said to him, "Imishgachas lo, if you find that the Resh Galusa, loy teima luhu lebei Resh Galusa, don't tell this halacha to the home of the Resh Galusa, because they'll realize that I made a mistake. V'loy midi, don't say anything to them. Meho masnito de kippa, this halacha of the arched doorway that you just told me, don't tell them. I understand from what you taught me the halacha is like Rav Nachman, that it does not have to reach the doorposts. But don't tell them the Resh Galusa, I don't need them to know that I made a mistake." Continues the next Mishnah. Hechshir mavui. We've been learning all along that in order to carry in a mavui, one of the things you need is a heker. You need a sign. You need something to tell people, this is where the mavui ends, this is where the Rishus HaRabim starts. And we've been discussing at length, there's koira, a beam going across the top of the Mavui, or a lechi, a post on one of the sides of the entrance of the Mavui. But we've taken that for granted. Let's see it inside the Mishnah. Hechsher Mavui Beis Shammai Oimrim Lechi V'Kaira. Beis Shammai say, not only do you have to have either a lechi or a kaira, you have to actually have both. Beis Hillel Oimrim Oy Lechi Oy Kaira. As we've learned all along, Beis Hillel says it's enough to have either a lechi or a kaira. Rebbe Eliezer Oimer L'Choyayin. Rebbe Eliezer actually says you need to have two lechis, two posts, one on each side. Mishum Rebbe Shmuel Omar Talmud Echod. One Talmud said, in the name of Rebbe Shmuel, Lifnei Rebbe Akiva, in front of Rebbe Akiva, Lo yinechluku b'shamayu b'shilel al movi shu pochis me'arba amuis shu nitar oy b'lechi oy b'kaira. Everybody agrees, also Beis Shammai, that if the movi is not 4 amuis wide, that it's enough to have either a kaira or a lechi. Al ma'anechluku, what they're arguing, al rochav me'arba amuis. Va'ad eser, if it's more than 4 amas wide, but till 10 amas wide, there's a machlokes. Beis Shammai imrim lechi v'kaira. Beis Shammai say you need both. Or Beis Hillel imrim oy lechi oy kaira. Beis Hillel say one is enough. Omer Rabbi Akiva, who heard this, said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, he argued al zev al zeh nechloku. Rabbi Akiva held that the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is even in a movi that is not 4 amas wide. Says the Gemara, Keman deloike Chananya. We're talking about Hechsher Mavui. A Mavui could be Mefulosh. It could be a Mavui going straight through from one Rosh Hashanah and meeting another Rosh Hashanah at the other side. Mavui Mefulosh, we saw previously in the Gemara on Davov that there's a Machlokes Chananya and Tanakama. And everybody agrees that if a Mavui Mefulosh, it's not good enough to have just a Koira or a Lechi. You need a Tzuras HaPesach, at least on one side, according to Tanakama. According to Chananya, there's a Machlokes Beis Shammai, if you need doors on one end, doors at both ends, as we saw. Over here, we've got a Mishnah that says, Hechshem Mavui, Lechi V'Koira, that's it. This Mishnah seems to be going not like the Tanakama, not like Chananya. Om Rav Yehuda, Hochikoma. Rav Yehuda explained and said, no, the Mishnah is not talking about Mavui Mefulosh. We're talking about Mavui Sosum. A movi that's enclosed on 3 sides, it's only open to Rosh Hashanah on 1 side. There we have this machlekas. Hechshem movi sosum keitzad. A movi sosum, how do you fix it to allow you to carry in there? Bishama imrim lechi v'kaira, ubishilil imrim oy lechi oy kaira. Continues the Gemara. Bishama imrim lechi v'kaira. Bishama say, and let's remember, we're talking about a movi sosum. It's enclosed on 3 sides already. Beis Shammai says, on the 4th side, your entrance into the Mavui, you need a lechi and a kaira. Says the Gemara Lememra. So, according to Beis Shammai, can we assume the kosavra Beis Shammai arba mechitzos doiraisa, that in order for something to be rishus hayochid min ha-toira, I need 4 walls. Because you see, I have 3 walls, and on the 4th side, Beis Shammai requires also kaira, also lechi. And the Ritva explains how Kaira and Lechi could actually make a Mechitza Min HaTorah. It's a discussion in the Rishonim. But either way, if you need such a great tikkun at the 4th wall, it seems that to be Rosh Hashayochid Min HaTorah, you need 4 walls, says the Gemara Loi. No. Lizroik Misholesh Huda Mechayev. Min HaTorah, it's already considered a Rosh Hashayochid if there's 3 walls. And therefore, if you throw something from Rosh Hasharabim into an area that's enclosed on 3 sides, you've thrown from Rosh Hasharabim to Rosh Hashayochid, that's called a Tzom in HaTorah. Letaltil, but when regarding the allowing us to carry in there the Chachomim had certain halachas, that even though min HaTorah to Rosh Hashayochid, but we're afraid you're not going to realize where the Mavi finishes, by mistake you'll take it into Rosh Hashanah, somebody will mistaken this for Rosh Hashanah. However, that we're going to understand it, the Chachomim said, we're not allowing you to carry there, and the Ika, Arba. According to Beis Shammai says that the Chachomim said that you have to have a Lechi and a Kaira before they allowed you to carry in it. Let's go to Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel Oimrim Oy Lechi Oy Kaira. Beis Hillel said that on the fourth side, either Kaira or Lechi. Leimer Kasover Beis Hillel Sholish Mechitzois Doiraisa. Can we assume that according to Beis Hillel, 3 Mechitzois are min ha-teira, and that's why on the fourth side you only need either kaira or lechi, not more than that. Says the Gemara, loy. Lizroik mishtayim hu de-mechayev. If you're going to throw into Roshus Hayochid, an area that's enclosed on just two walls is already considered a Roshus Hayochid min ha-teira. But over here, le-taltil, however, in order to carry inside it, ad ikka sholish. Because having either a lechi or a koira, that does not constitute a mechitza in any way. So if a siddel say either lechi or koira, obviously you don't need this in mechitza. So we thought that min ha-teira, three walls is min ha-teira. It's called Roshus Hayochid. So Gemara says, no, really two walls is Roshus Hayochid. In order to allow you to carry there, you need three walls. And that's why this movi is a movi sosum, it's on three walls. Besides for having three walls, the Chachamim also required a heker on the fourth wall. But don't bring me proof from the fact that I don't need anything major on the fourth wall, that min ha-teira, you need three walls. No. Even the third wall is only midrabbonon. Emir Tzashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.